February 21, 1963, 11-year-old Kenneth Magelane volunteered to be lowered into an abandoned cesspool to save a 2-year-old boy.
A century ago, Andrew Carnegie created a fund to honor and compensate ordinary people who put their lives at risk to save others.
That day, Leslie Masutani was playing in a neighbor's yard near Pearl City, Hawaii, when he fell into the 15-foot-deep pit. Landing on a mat of waste and decaying vegetation, Masutani sank up to his chest. Firemen responded to calls for help, but none of them could fit through the cesspool's 12-inch by 18-inch opening. 2 air tanks were lowered into the hole to provide some ventilation. Then Magelane arrived from his home nearby and volunteered. With his mother's permission, a rope sling was tied around the slight boy and he was lowered through the tight opening. Overcoming nausea and his fear of centipedes and scorpions, Magelane found the child and hugged him close. Rescuers pulled them up, but when both couldn't fit through the opening together, the child slipped from Magelane's arms. Pulled out partially for a breath, Magelane was handed a second looped rope and lowered back down. Getting the rope around Masutani, Magelane clutched the child until they could be hoisted through the opening, one at a time. Though dazed, Masutani recovered. In the cesspool nearly 4 minutes, Magelane was nauseated but otherwise uninjured.
A century of heroes is made possible by MSA, having a passion for safety for 90 years. For more on this hero and the fund, visit carnegiehero.org.